I've stopped telling the joke about the Holy Trinity trying to decide where to go on vacation. The punchline has the Holy Spirit saying, "Let's go to Rome. I've never been there." Audience reaction, there you go, thank you, is always mixed. And sometimes the joke bombs entirely. The matter of the Holy Spirit and Rome, I guess, at least among Roman Catholics, is no laughing matter. Despite all attempts to stifle, if not kill, the Holy Spirit, there is evidence that the Spirit is alive and working these days in Rome, in the continued flourishing of Pope Francis's synod on synodality. The word synod means walking together on the journey. And that is demonstrated in the synod's working document. The document titled "Enlarge the Space of Your Tent" is a revelation. People on every continent share their experience and hopes for the church. While respecting the teaching office of the church, a synodal church also respects the Spirit pulsing throughout the entire body, elevating the voices of all, especially those who have too often been marginalized and silenced. It is a new way of being and belonging to the church. Shared guidance in living the way of Jesus Christ. Such synodality will unfold at Ascension in the months and years to come. The synodal church encourages those with power in the church to listen and hear the truths of others, acting against the urge to monopolize the conversation and the instinct to control. With the Spirit at work, those who don't have power dare to speak. And those who have power dare to shut up. No matter one's tribe or ethnicity, skin color, gender, sexual orientation, or age, whether we're from Mesopotamia, Mexico, or Minneapolis, Parthians, Medes, or Elamites, the Spirit speaks indiscriminately. May God grant us the grace and the courage to keep enlarging the space of our tent and